Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He's in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, if what we've seen so far in the trade this morning, Dan, continues in the corn pits, and we hold on to the gains we've seen in the first 20 minutes of trading, might we suggest that the cycle low that you were looking for last week might be in?
Yes, it would be a good shot at it. The time is right. We're about 10 weeks away from that previous low, and about not quite 20, because the first 10-week cycle of this 20-week low came in short at 8. So we are in the time window here for both a 20 and a 40-week cycle low. But the key here is we do need to maintain today's strength and continue that on into tomorrow and close out the week. If we do, then we would have a hook reversal to the upside. And at least from a technical perspective, that lays down the groundwork for a late June, July type rally. But now, you know, we've got to keep the fundamentals kind of coming on our side. And I think probably at this point forward, you're looking at fundamentals. We did see the tightening of the supply-demand balance sheet here due to increased ethanol use. And I think anybody takes a look at the Gulf, and you can see what kind of political problem that's turning into be. And you know, one of the alternatives to the Gulf situation is increased biofuels, and I think that really lays the groundwork then for, you know, corn and soybeans and that to play a bigger role in the biofuel energy. So I think that's all bullish longer term. Short term, you know, just about anything could happen. I think dollar weakness is a key. The dollar did go up to the neckline of a head and shoulders bottom formation on the monthly chart. Now we're seeing somewhat of a setback. The key is if this is just a temporary setback and then we're going to recharge and go on higher, or if this is maybe going to last for a while. And if it does, it could be one of the catalysts to a corn rally as we go on into the summer. And, of course, I'm always one that watches the weather pattern around the first day of each season. So the 21st of June here, I'm going to be awful watchful for any kind of weather pattern shift that may or may not, you know, impact at least production prospects at this point.
Yeah, you mentioned that demand is becoming more robust as time goes on. You talked about the ethanol. And I guess it's going to need it, because if you look at the supply side, USDA didn't do anything with their yield number, 163.5. I think the trade's got something further north in mind.
They do. And, you know, when one looks at crop rating levels, you know, that can be argued at this point in time. But we've got a long ways to go. We'll have to, you know, we do have a stocks report at the end of the month that may show less inventory around than what everybody thinks, too. You've got an acreage report that, you know, I haven't been through an acreage report for a long time that hasn't shown a surprise or two. So, you know, one may want to, you know, so there's some things out here that, you know, if they fall right, can stir up a rally. If they fall the other way, things could get awful bearish as we go into the fall month. So, It's tricky in here.
When we're looking at where corn might rally to, and we look at some Fibonacci numbers, where should we be drawing our start and ending lines?
Well, I think you have to kind of, from a longer-term perspective, probably what you got to do is look at this decline that we have seen in corn futures here, basically. Since the January high down to this low that we had here, I guess on Monday, we've had a 96-cent decline. 38% of that 96-cent decline, you add that to this 353 low, it says that maybe there's a shot back into this 390 area on corn for starters. We do have some moving average resistance. You're going to see the 50-day moving average come into play here around 380. We'll have to kind of see how things materialize and whether or not we can go ahead and maintain these gains at the close and follow through. But I would say just looking at it, it would not be surprising to see these corn climb back to 380, 390. And that really doesn't change the overall big picture trend to the downside. But it's interesting that if we would begin to try to put a bottom in here, it would almost be a continuation of a counter-seasonal move because December corn futures or corn futures has been counter-seasonal all year. Usually you strengthen through January, February, March, April, May into a first half, mid-June type high. This year, of course, we've been weakening. And if we would happen to carve out some kind of bottom in here, that would, again, be counter-seasonal. But in this case, it would be counter-seasonal up rather than counter-seasonal down, what we've experienced through the spring months.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group, and he is in Decatur, Illinois.